coming up this Thursday is the next installment of Ask UAS. Here to tell us more about that, we have Shelley Tabb from the UAS Ketchikan Campus Library and Gary Freitag. Good morning.
Good morning, Maria.
And tell us what's coming up.
Okay, so I'm Shelley Tabb with the UAS Ketchikan Campus Library, and Ask UAS is our speaker series that we have every semester. Once a month, we have a guest speaker on a whole variety of topics. Some past topics have included zombies and foraging in Southeast Alaska and a variety of history topics as well. And on this Thursday, April 12th at 6:30 p.m. in the campus library, we will have Gary Freitag talking about what it means to have a healthy ocean.
All right. And I'm Gary Freitag, and I'm actually a UAF, University of Fairbanks faculty. And
remote, I guess.
Yeah, I'm remote. I'm the Alaska Sea Grant agent here of the College of Fisheries and Ocean Sciences. And I'm going to go ahead and discuss in the presentation, we call it Healthy Oceans, and it's how the oceans impact our marine resources is primarily what the talk is about. And initially, I'm going to start off with talking about the temperature of the ocean, because we had some events that occurred in the very recent time of temperature, and we're going to talk about that.
The blob?
The blob, basically the blob, and it has had impacts to our fisheries. We think it's, at least there's a little bit of association there.
And that's like a large... It's water, I guess, warmer water.
Yeah, and when you think of warmer water, it's really only a degree or two, but degree or two is a lot in the ocean. It's a tremendous amount of heat build up in there. And we're also, in response to that, we're also going to talk about ocean acidification, which is really having dramatic effects on our shellfish as well as marine organisms. We think through the food chain process. We'll talk a little bit about that. And I'll try to describe all these causes of what happens. And then we're going to look at how does this impact harmful algal blooms, for example, and the ability of us to harvest our shellfish without getting sick from apparently shellfish poisoning and that.
And everything you've mentioned here, we've heard a lot of stories in news about all of this.
Yeah.
And was it last year, the year before, when the channel was very green.
Oh yeah,
and
right.
A lot
and
of people commented
of what,
on that.
And I know primarily what that I looked at that those plankton at that time. So we'll look at that as well. And I'm going to talk a little bit about invasive species, which is one of the key things that I do throughout the state is invasive species work and what are we seeing changes in the ocean. It's not health, but there's expansions of ranges of organisms and things like that, which are can be devastating to our natural resources. And we're going to talk a little bit about that in the presentation. And then lastly, I'm going to talk a little bit about I'm still on the Pacific Salmon Commission, so I deal with all the occurrence of salmon. And you've probably all heard that the salmon resources depleted right now. Coming down considerably. And I heard it on the morning news from Caribbean about the herring as well as having problems in Sitka. They had to drop the thing. And there's a lot of implications there of the food web. It's primarily a food web issue most likely in the ocean. And we're going to talk about how it's impact our salmon. So those are the kind of the components that will make up the presentation.
And is it, or do they know, is it the acidification or temperatures that are causing
all
these
the
declines?
Above.
Okay.
All of the above.
Because I guess the herring were really small.
Yeah, exactly. And so are the, and it creates a younger age class as well. And that's happening both in the herring as well as in the salmon. And we're seeing dramatic changes in the age classes.
And I imagine this affects everything because the whales are eating certain things, and the salmon are eating this, and different
We've
species are
eating. We've had reports of whales that are, are having trouble getting enough food, for example. So there's all kinds of things. And I've got some pictures of a couple. We had a large mortality event a couple years ago that of fin whales, and I'll have a little bit of information on that as well in there.
So there's all this science and information, but what can we do? Is there anything people can do? Or is it just the cycle?
We're probably not going to be able to affect it greatly. certainly if we can get away from, even if we stopped putting carbon into the atmosphere, this is going to happen for the next 100 years. So it's not like we're going to be able to really impact it greatly. But it is something that we've got to start stopping or we'll lose everything, you know. So, we've got to move to a more less carbon emissions without question. And it is real. You know, people, you hear all this stuff that it isn't real and all that, but it is. It is absolutely. I've got data, in fact, in this presentation, which basically proves that it's real. So we know that it's happening.
And obviously they've canceled the king salmon fishery in many, many areas. There's a few little pockets where it's being allowed. Is that part of the solution, in a sense, is just allowing stocks to try to...
Yeah, they're really hurting, so you have to do as much as you can to maintain the brood stock. But the real cause of why there's such low numbers is primarily due to some ocean conditions, really, more than anything else. And we know almost nothing about what's going on out there. There's not enough money in the world to really understand all the factors that are involved in the product, what we call the productivity of the ocean.
And another issue we know is debris in the oceans animals eating it and dying.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing that's probably not part of this
presentation. It's not part of this presentation, but it certainly has an impact without question. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So that's coming up this Thursday. Anything else you wanted to mention?
No, not really. That's...
Well, I've got to do my shameless plug for the campus library, so I'll just get into that. So this presentation tonight is going to be free and open to the public. All of our presentations are free and open to the public. This is our last one of the semester, and it's going to be a great one. And of course, we always have refreshments and snacks. So it's free, bring a friend, and your first city library card works at the campus library. So if you have a library account and you've checked out at the public library, you can check out our books as well. So come and check out our collection, and we're looking forward to seeing people on Thursday, April the 12th at 6:30 p.m.
Okay, thank you so much.
Very good. Thank you, Marie.
Thanks. Again, UAS Ketchikan Campus Library presentation, and if you have any questions, you can contact them. It's 15 minutes before 9.